Imagine, if you will, that instead of a local editorial writer, each community had a balladeer whose job was to translate the news of the day into song. A miner's strike, a train accident, a lover's quarrel, or a ballad about a hotly contested horse race where half the town loses their shirts. That's certainly cause for lament. In the border territory between Arizona and Sonora, Mexico, on late spring evenings, these are just the sort of songs that come wafting through the desert air. They're called corridos, and they are ballads of daily life. And folklorist Jim Griffiths has put together a CD that includes some of the most intriguing corridos, and he joins us now from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome, Jim Griffiths.
Hey, nice to be with you.
These songs are tableau of hardworking borderland life. You have mining songs here, love songs, songs of towns, and a heck of a lot of songs about horse races.
For borderland Mexicanos, horse races are the big thing that happens at any celebration. There will be a horse race.
El Moro de Cumpas. This is a song about a horse race. It says, on the 17th of March to the city of Agua Prieta, people came from all over. They came to these races between two first-class horses. Is this a real race?
This is a real race that took place on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 1957, on 4th Avenue in Agua Prieta, which then was a dirt road. And it is famous. People remember it. Huge sums of money were, in fact, bet. People walked home afterwards. People lost their ranches because the favorite, the Moro, lost. And those two horses, until they both died, were famous all over the state of Sonora, and they used to go to fairs and church fundraisers. You can pay your pesos and get your picture taken with the famous horse. And when the Moro died in the town of Cumpas, they loaded his body on a great big truck, and they played him to the burial place just as though he was a human being, with a mariachi playing, and the whole village turned out, and people cried. And one woman said, his body was covered with flowers, and his beautiful white hair dragged in the dust behind the truck.
I think we need a sequel on this one. Aquí se acabaron dudas. This entire collection is a tribute to that borderland between Arizona and Sonora. And I found in here one corrido that talks about a shooting war between the cities of Nogales, Arizona, and Nogales, Sonora in 1918.
Yep. People all along the border in the United States were absolutely terrified that the Germans were inciting Mexico to invade the United States and take back the border states, which, of course, had been part of Mexico. And things got tenser and tenser and tenser until one August day. And August days in that country can be hotter than anything. And, you know, they're tense anyway. One August day, somebody took a shot at somebody else on the border, and an actual shooting war. The American Army marched into Mexico a little ways. There was people killed on both sides. It only lasted for the afternoon, but it really was. It could have escalated, I suppose, into a war between the United States and Mexico, except neither country wanted that to happen.
Here's just a little bit of El Corrido de Nogales.
The guy who's singing El Moro de Cumpas, the lead singer, is culturally a Mexicano with the somewhat improbable name of Robert Lee Benton, because his grandfather was a Southerner. But he's culturally Mexicano, and he sells Dodge trucks. He's a Dodge salesman in Tucson.
El que muere por su patria, muere con gloria y honor, y al sepulcro lo
Bobby Benton may conceivably be the only guy alive who knows that song. He learned it from his father, and when they were looking for such a song in the town of Nogales 10 years ago, they couldn't find anyone who even knew that it existed. So that's a rare one, and it's definitely written from the Mexican point of view.
How did you find Bobby Lee Benton and some of the other musicians?
When I did a festival in Tucson called Tucson Meet Yourself, we had a corrido contest, and Bobby brought the Corrido de Nogales one year down and won the contest with it. And so I knew he had this great rare song. I live on the Southwest, which is the Mexicano side of town, and some of these guys I've been singing in church with for almost 18 years. And others I just met through friends, and they all thought it would be wonderful to get their songs down. They knew they had things that were important and beautiful, and they were really happy that somebody from the outside world agreed with them.
Now, most of the musicians and singers you've got on this album, not all of them, but the majority of them are older. Are younger people performing the corrido?
A few, but usually different corridos. The really popular corrido subject now that all the young guys sing is what they call narco corridos. Corridos honoring the heroes of the drug trade. Who, of course, are heroes because they're brave and they put their lives on the line and they stand up to the authority and they're rich and they spread the money around the community.
And the local folk hero is the narcotraficante.
Is the narcotraficante, unfortunately.
There was a time in the United States when we had a lot of ballads. Frankie and Johnny is one that comes readily to mind. Oh, My Darling Clementine, songs like that that came from pioneering days. I was struck that each town has a corrido, each self-respecting town anyway, that someone's written about it.
Mexico is an intensely local place. It's a huge country, of course, but it's made up of what they call patrias chicas, little fatherlands, and that's your region. And your region, of course, is more wonderful than any other region in Mexico, and your hometown is more wonderful than any other hometown in Mexico. And there's a reverse side of that, which we won't go into in detail on the radio, of rather off-color, scurrilous poems that are written about other people's hometowns. But they're not sung, they're recited. This is a family show, and we won't go into those in detail, but they're fun to collect.
Well, there's a heroic tale to be told in this last one we'll play. I think it's Máquina 501.
Máquina 501. This is a true story about a young engineer in a mining town in Sonora, engine driver who saw that his train was on fire and the train was packed with boxes of dynamite. And he told his fireman to jump and he pulled on the steam and he got her out of town before she blew. He didn't save his own life. It killed him and 10 or 11 other people. If he'd left it in town, it would have killed hundreds. The whole town is named now Nacozari de Garcia. It's got his name in it, in the town's official name. And this is real stuff.
Jesús García le dijo, Madre, tengo que partir de tren. Se escucha el silbato, se acerca mi porvenir.
Well, it's a tremendous collection, and it's fantastic that that we have these things recorded, and without you, we would not have had them.
Oh, it's been fun. It's been pretty great doing the work.
Jim Griffith, thank you very much for sharing them with us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
The CD is called Heroes and Horses, Corridos from the Arizona-Sonora borderlands. I'm Jackie Lydon. Good evening from Weekend, All Things Considered, and NPR News.
La que pasó por Sonora, por el solo lugar.